Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost. My turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
I'm not sure who had a better birthday, producer Jay or Luka Doncic. I suppose that's subjective. It's a subjective question. You'll have to decide on your own. I know that our Facebook page is replete. That's a good word. It's a great word. Replete with messages and greetings for producer Jay's birthday. I don't know whether or not he checked it out. But there are plenty of messages on our Facebook page, which is cool. So you all are invested. And I often say Jay is far more popular on the show than anyone else. And since there's only two of us, you know who I mean. So he had a good birthday, had a dinner tonight with his family, including mom, because it was mom's birthday, which means mom shares a birthday with Luka Doncic. I'm sure Jay's mom is thrilled about that. They're birthday twins. And he and David Sampson just missed being birthday twins. Wow, this week in February is pretty popular for birthdays and for births. But actually, as we head into Leap Day, haven't seen February 29th in 4 years. There are people who are celebrating their birthdays on Thursday for the first time in 4 years. Technically, first time in 4 years. So to those of you who are leap year babies, February 29th, I asked this question of my kiddos in church on Sunday, and one of them had a mom who was a leap year baby, I think. Anyway, kind of fun to think about your unique spot in history. And we had talked about this, oh gosh, at the beginning of February, I think. So for the leap year babies, it's a special day on Thursday. As we bid farewell to Wednesday and march forward into a Thursday, thanks for all your messages. Good to hear from you on both Twitter and Facebook. You can find me, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page is named after the show, as is our YouTube channel. I am back in studio tonight, and then I'm gone on Thursday night. That happens to be a work move, though. The 3 to 6 Eastern time, noon to 3 Pacific on Friday is where you will find me sitting in for Zach Gelb, who is taking a couple of days off. So I'll be doing the afternoon show. Again, depending upon where you are, it's either noon to 3 Pacific or 3 to 6 Eastern time on Friday, which is fun and all because I like to stretch my broadcasting muscles every now and then and work with different people and get out of my comfort zone. That's good. All of that's good. The part that sucks is they keep asking me to fill in on Fridays, which means that instead of having my weekend begin at 6 a.m., my weekend begins at 6 p.m. Eastern time, which is just wrong. I think it's a conspiracy theory. I don't know why they would do that to me. Actually, I think it's probably because it's easiest for me to do, I guess, theoretically, my show for the first few nights of the week and then finish up on a Friday as opposed to going from nights to day back to nights. So, yeah, I understand why logistically it makes sense, but it is a bit of a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice.
Come on, man.
Seriously. So back in studio tonight, off on Thursday night, but you'll hear me on Friday afternoon here on CBS Sports Radio Network or wherever you find your podcasts. People all the time, it's so funny. We see the threads or the posts on our social media as affiliates come and go. And I have no control over that. In fact, I don't even know when it happens most of the time unless you all find me and let me know. But as affiliates come and go, as they change formats or they lose local shows or add local shows, maybe it's a different type of programming, whatever it happens to be, it's a constantly changing landscape. And so we gain affiliates and then we lose some, and then we gain some and then we lose some. It's just part of being in network radio. And when those of you who are confused about why you're not hearing the show anymore post on our social, it's really cool to see other listeners chime in with, here's how you can listen to Amy and here's how you can find Amy. So you guys are doing the work for me. Thank you for that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It is hard to believe that Luka Doncic is only 25 years old, but he celebrated his birthday in big-time style in Toronto.
Screen right, Luka goes that way, met by Olynyk, picks up his dribble, backhand pass on the skid, gets to Washington, back to Doncic, four to shoot, and three on the drive. He's fouled by Olynyk, he banks it in! And Luka giving the and one to go to the line for the and one. Wraparound pass deflected by Quickley, taken in by Josh Green. He'll drive and throw it back out to an open Washington for three. Short. Luka, the offensive rebound, the stick back, and the triple-double. The 67th of his career, his 11th this season. And the Mavericks with a 129-116 lead.
Everybody played great today. We have a great team. Today our defense was at the top, so we just got to keep going like that. Just play aggressive on defense, get out on transition, and that's it.
And that's it. Well, and that also includes Luka on this tear. He's already the NBA's top scorer. In fact, I've been floating him out there as a dark horse MVP candidate. I know a lot of players out there have gaudy offensive numbers this season. Heck, 150 points is barely worth blinking at anymore in the NBA, which is kind of a bummer. But he's leading the charge in the NBA. He's in the top 7 or 8 in all the offensive categories. And it's not as though he's a ball hog, though a lot of the shots do run through him. But he had 16 assists in this victory on the road in Toronto. And this was back-to-back for the Mavericks. 30 points to go along with the 16 assists and the 11 rebounds. His 11th triple-double of the year. Jason Kidd calls it just a normal game, a triple-double. And then he says, I guess 25 means he's still going to be really good as he gets older. But it is hard to believe he's only 25. I feel like he's been around forever. And it is true that we've had him now for quite a while. He started in the league when he was a teenager. And so he's already logged quite a resume in the NBA. This is season number 6 for Luka Doncic. Reminds me of Sidney Crosby going back to one of his serious neck injuries, right? One of those injuries that kept him out for, or maybe one of the concussions that kept him out for an extended period of time. And it was one night when I was thinking about his tenure and what he'd done to that point if we didn't see him again, though he was determined to return. And somehow he wasn't even 30 years old at that point, even though it felt like he'd been in the league for decades. So Sidney Crosby and Luka Doncic share that, starting really early and making an impact immediately. So happy birthday to Luka Doncic. He will not go out in honor of his birthday because he's tired, just wants to sleep. Why is that, Luka? Isn't 25 some milestone birthday?
I feel like 40, so. I don't know.
Where do you get to 60?
Oh, yeah. A lot of games, a lot of minutes. A lot of professional basketball.
Yeah. A lot of games, a lot of minutes, a lot of pro basketball. And not just in the NBA. He's played, obviously, for his own country, his national teams. And for him to be carrying the load that he does for the Mavericks also means that that pressure is not just physical, but it's mental. These are long seasons. Now, granted, he would like them to be longer. He would like to see the Mavericks make some deep runs into the postseason. And they're sitting in a good spot. Now, I need them to show a little something-something down the stretch. Otherwise, he's not probably going to be one of the top candidates for MVP. Right now, they're in the 7 spot, but they're only a half game back of the Suns and the Pelicans. So the Mavericks have won 8 of their last 10. He and Kyrie have found a nice rhythm. Kyrie's playing really well. Had a big fourth quarter in the game against the Raptors. And the Mavericks are 11 games above 500 now. But everything in the Western Conference is so tight. From teams 1 through 10, there is only an 11-game separation. So 11 games back are the Warriors, who right now are the team in the 10 spot. They won, what, 11 of 14, I think. They're sitting in the 10th spot in the NBA, in the Western Conference. And they're only 11 games back of the Timberwolves, whose lead has been trimmed since the All-Star break. And so, yeah, for the Dallas Mavericks, it's not quite as drastic as, you know, I talk about this a bunch whenever we get into baseball and the hope that spring's eternal. It's not as drastic as Mike Trout having not been on that playoff stage in a decade now and having never won a postseason game in his career with the Angels. So it's not that bad. It's not that stark, if you will. That's a good word for it. But certainly the Mavericks need to take advantage of Luka's prime. Would you call 25 his prime? I'm sure he has a lot more to give. But as he says, he feels 40, right? So they have 3 playoff appearances since Luka joined them. And in 2019-20, as well as the following season, they were eliminated in the first round, both times by the Clippers. In the 21-22 season, so going back to the spring of 22, they beat the Jazz in the opening round. Then they beat the Suns in game 7, if you remember that. That one was a 4-3 victory for them, but they were taken out pretty handily by the Warriors in the year that the Warriors went on to win their most recent NBA championship. Right, so that was 22. They did not make the playoffs last year. So we've seen one deep run by the Mavs since Luka came on board. Again, not quite as stark or drastic as not seeing Mike Trout in a decade on the playoff stage. But still need a little more of Luka. He's one of the faces of the league. He's an international superstar. And it seems like every time he steps on the court, not only is he a triple-double threat, but he's breaking records because of how early and how talented the second he came on the scene. So congratulations and a happy birthday to Luka Doncic. Not nearly as dramatic as what we saw with the Lakers and Clippers, This is nuts. We'll let you hear how it sounded, and then we'll get into some of the post-game reaction. The Clippers were leading the Lakers 98-77 early in the fourth quarter.
LeBron one-on-one against Plumlee. LeBron, three-pointer. Good again! Two-point game. 106-104. Lakers trailed by 21 in this quarter. LeBron with eight to shoot. LeBron head down, driving. Got it to Rui. Another three. Good! Lakers lead. 109-106. 3 minutes remaining in the fourth. The Lakers have come from 21 down.
Oh, it was some kind of a rally. It was stunning to see the Clippers fall apart the way they did. Not only did they give up nearly 40 points in the fourth quarter, they also turned the ball over seven times. And I don't know, kind of looked like they had a bit of the deer in the headlight look.
LeBron with five to shoot. LeBron to Russell. Three-pointer. Good! Timeout, Clippers. Lakers 114. Clippers 108. Harden brings it into Kawhi. Drives toward the basket. Follow a 10-footer. No good. Rebound LeBron. Ahead to Reddish. Reddish to the rim. Game over. Slam dunk. 1 second left. And the Lakers have shocked the Clippers in the final Laker-Clipper game of the regular season.
John Ireland on Lakers radio. Oh, and earlier, Chuck Cooperstein on Mavericks radio. My fault. I love Chuck. Forgot about identifying Chuck. So in this game, LeBron James has 19 points in the fourth quarter. But did you hear those calls with John? He also has the assists on the final two buckets for the Lakers to seal this victory. So, yeah, he was busy. He's always busy scoring. But he has the assist to D'Angelo Russell on the triple with a minute and 12 seconds to go. And then he's the one that throws the ball to Cam Reddish down court for Cam to dunk it with a second left. Now, at that point, they didn't need the bucket. They were up by two, and there was only a second to go. But LeBron gets the last rebound, prevents the Clippers from having a second chance opportunity, finds Cam heading the other direction.
Get the ball popping.
So the Lakers, with a stunning comeback against the Clippers, who I know they were the home team, quote unquote, are supposed to be comfortable there and also supposed to be able to protect a lead of that magnitude. But they give up a 29-8 run by the Lakers in the fourth quarter.
He is who he is. He got hot, you know. Down 19 to start the fourth. He comes out. He hit, four threes. And just got us going, made some tough shots, some tough finishes, and got us back in the game. That whole group, Jackson, TP, Bron, they got it going for us. And Austin's come in and was able to finish the game, but he went into his little crazy mode and was able to, carry us to victories and making the right plays towards the end when they started blitzing them.
Just a zone that just can't really describe it. You wish you could stay in it forever, but obviously it checks out, as the game ends. But, during it, you don't feel anything. You just have a superpower, I feel.
It's a superpower he feels. And Anthony Davis calls it his crazy mode. Davis there on Spectrum Sportsnet. And yes, LeBron not only scoring, but facilitating, and the Clippers completely fall apart. Ty Lue, what do you have to say for your team?
It's a tough loss because we up 21 points, but this is a good team. And when you don't take care of the basketball and you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're going to lose, And so we can see that, And so, but the game's over. Got to get ready for the Wizards game on Friday. As tough as this loss may be, it's over. It's one game. Played well for three quarters, didn't finish the game. I never let one loss or a bad loss, take away from what we've been doing and what we've built.
The Lakers are putting together a nice run too around the All-Star break. They've got seven victories in their last 10 tries, and they are closing in on the Kings. So right now, we've seen this script before. You've got both the Lakers and the Warriors in the 7-10 tournament, that 7-10 split. They're sitting in the 9-10 spots. I don't know if it'll stay that way. As I say, they're reeling in the Kings, who are in the 8th spot. But it's really not impossible to think about both those teams climbing out of that 7-10 split and moving up into the top 6. A lot of it will depend on how these final 26 games, 25, 26 games go. Let's say you've got, well, we'll use the Lakers as an example. They've now played 60 games. Exactly 60 games. They're 32 and 28, which means they have 22 to go. So I guess, let's say 22, 23 maybe. Yeah, the Warriors have played 57 games. Interesting that their schedules are so different, can be so different at this point. So there's a stretch run here. The playoffs start, that's a good question. Usually second week in April. Let's Google it. But for the Lakers, this is a huge victory for them. The play-in tournament begins on the 16th. And then the 20th is when the main bracket kicks in. Well, it seems kind of late this year. The conference finals don't start until, oh, maybe it's because they had that weird in-season tournament.
I think that has something to do with the Lakers having more games.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
True. Good point. May 21st and 22nd is when the conference finals begin. The NBA finals don't start until June 6th. That's Bob's birthday. Anyway, that's when the finals begin. That is late. So Memorial Day weekend could end up being conference finals. Actually should end up being conference finals because Memorial Day weekend is the 25th is that Saturday. I know this because I have a wedding to go to. And Memorial Day is the 27th. And so, yeah, we'll have conference finals over that holiday. That seems like a long way from now. I will have actually had a 2-week trip to Hawaii between now and then. Eek! That honeymoon cannot come soon enough. All right, coming up, a little more from the hard court. In college hoops, a couple of significant headlines. And also, we're going to dive into some of the chatter from the combine, because it's not just a combine and a showcase for the next generation of NFL players. Nope. It's also a football convention. You know, we need one of those because we haven't had one of those in forever, like 2 weeks ago. How in the world can we go a whole 2 weeks without hearing from coaches and general managers and agents in the NFL? We can't miss you if you never go away. I actually said that to Bob, who was gone for 5 days, teasing him. So when he came back, he said, "Did you miss me? Was I gone long enough?" Yes. Yes. I had a little bit of PTSD from long distance relationship. It was too long. 5 days was too long. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, too. Glad to have you with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are.
Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as.
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost. My turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
Listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Now Clark to Davis. They just play catch at the 35-foot mark. Now Clark fires a three right wing and got that to go. And now passes Lynette Woodard of Kansas, who had the scoring lead when it was the AIAW. As Clark, 33 points.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
By now, Caitlin Clark is a household name, and she continues to up the ante. Now, of course, what she and the Hawkeyes really want is another chance at the Final Four, another opportunity in April to be national champs. And we'll see. That's the call on Learfield IMG. And as they continue their march through conference play, this time against Minnesota, Caitlin continues her climb up the record books, up the ladder to the pinnacle of women's college basketball, and actually could end up being all of college hoops. But you heard the name Lynette Woodard. And she was a star back in the late 70s, early 80s, had 3,649 points in her illustrious career, and Caitlin Clark passed her. So it's considered the major college scoring record. Caitlin now has 3,650 points, or passed her with the 3,650. Another triple-double for the Iowa sharpshooter. And, oh my gosh, the Hawkeyes put 108 points on the board against Minnesota. So it was a banner night for her, even as she's closing in on the record that is held by Pete Maravich. It's pretty awesome to see her play. And like I was just saying about Luka Doncic and the postseason stage, feel the same way about Caitlin and looking forward to seeing her and her teammates once we get to March Madness. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I think one of the things I love about Caitlin and also her coach Lisa Bluter is that they understand the significance of what they're doing. It's not just about them. It's not just about her and her feats and her records, but they're very cognizant of the history and really do want to bring attention to the growth of women's basketball, but also want to remind people of how a lot of the women's records and women's athletes from decades back were not considered legitimate or weren't considered to be part of the big picture.
The NCAA didn't want to recognize women and what they did back in the 1980s. And, you know, I think it just speaks to the foundation that these players have laid for us to have opportunities to be able to play in environments like this and in front of crowds like this. So I wouldn't have the opportunity to be able to do what I'm doing every single night if it wasn't for people like her. And obviously there's so many great players across the board. So I'm just really thankful and grateful to have those people that have come before me. And yeah, it's super special. You know, obviously she's one of the best all times, could certainly score the ball. But I think it just shows, you know, Title IX is not that long ago. 50 years is not that long ago. And I think it just still shows the room that we have to improve and where women's sports is going is a really great place.
tonight is the night of the real record. The AIAW record that Lynette Weddard held, that was the real one. You know, for some reason, the NCAA does not want to recognize the basketball that was played prior to 1982, and that's wrong. We played basketball back then. They just don't want to recognize it, and that hurts the rest of us that were playing at that time. You know, I mean, there's no reason why that should not be the true record. And, you know, at a school like Iowa that has been so rich in AIAW history, I just want to make sure we acknowledge Lynette's accomplishments in the game of basketball. But congratulations to Caitlin for being the true basketball leader in points tonight.
And so both Lisa Bluder and Caitlin kind of thinking back, you know, that she'd already been acknowledged as the all-time scorer in women's college basketball history. And that's under the NCAA. But this goes back, this record by Woodard goes back to the days of the AIW, AIAW, and it's before the NCAA was established and doesn't want to incorporate those previous records, right? And I love that Lisa said, hey, we actually played basketball back then. We played the same game. Just because there was a different organization or different governing body doesn't mean those records shouldn't count. And Iowa has a long-standing tradition and a lot of support for women's college basketball. So that's why Lisa was calling it the true record, is not her passing Kelsey Plum. That's not the one that should matter. Now she's got the record because it incorporates all of women's college basketball. So congratulations to Caitlin. Quite a feat. And she's not done. There's still the all-time college basketball scoring record, which is currently held by Pete Maravich. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, Mecole Hardman, he puts the Niners and the Jets on blast in a podcast that he does earlier this week. I guess it wasn't, not exactly sure when it came out, but he was ready to talk. Mecole wanted to be heard, and so the Jets respond. Also, we've got the latest from the Chicago Bears and what they might do with the number one overall pick. Dan Quinn, former Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator, new head coach of the Commanders, giving credit to Micah Parsons and others for his second chance at being a head coach. And Scott Boras, he wants you to know why the free agent market is moving at a glacier's pace. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. And then on Twitter or on our Facebook page.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Tecovas is a terrific boot brand, and they're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots, but they've innovated on comfort, style, and service. As someone who tries to pursue a minimalist lifestyle, I highly value quality over quantity, and I'm telling you, you can't find a higher quality boot than Tecovas. Their Western boots for men and women are handmade. Handmade from the most premium leathers with over 200 time-honored individual steps. Also, did I mention that they are Austin-designed, Texas-tested, and handmade down in the boot-making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico? And also, if you've ever wondered if you can pull off cowboy boots, which is something that I was thinking, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas and you'll see. Just do a quick search for Tecovas on social media and you'll see how adorably styled these boots can be. Visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and point your toes west.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
McKinnon is in at running back. First down and goal to go. Play action fake. Right side throw. Touchdown. Kansas City. McCole Hardman. McCole Hardman with the catch on the right side. A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game. 25-22. And the Chiefs kingdom has started its own history class.
I don't know if it was this week, man. I played with Cole for a long time, man. He's always ready for the moment, and he's someone that continues to practice hard and get better. And obviously, that receiver rotation, we were bouncing around a lot of guys all year long, and those guys just continue to work. And I mean, just like last Super Bowl, man, it's like you never know who it's going to be. It's about everybody being ready for the moment, and he was ready for that moment in a couple big plays.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Mecole Hardman felt like talking this week on the Pivot podcast, which is hosted by former pro athletes Ryan Clark, Fred Taylor, Channing Crowder. It's one that makes headlines on a fairly regular basis. And Mecole Hardman not only catches that last touchdown, the walk-off touchdown of the Super Bowl, but he did it in a season in which he didn't spend the whole thing on the Chiefs roster. Remember, he was with the New York Jets. So when he does this podcast, sure, he talks about the Super Bowl and the overtime, and actually heard this really extensive explanation, I should say, on the podcast in which he talked about the play design and why they had drawn up or called for a man play or play against man defense when the Niners were in zone and how it worked even better than they could possibly expect. And he kind of goes through the whole thing and it was really fascinating. But he puts the Niners on blast and he puts the Jets on blast and he's created a few waves now with the Jets, of course. But he did not hold back in this interview on the Pivot. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. First, the Super Bowl. And you can go and you can find some of his comments or his explanations online. He talks a lot about Patrick Mahomes. Gosh, what is there that's still left to say? But he gives the perspective of the Chiefs sideline and what he claims is Mahomes on the sideline after the Niners win the coin flip and elect to receive the ball in OT.
They changed the rule because of us. You know what I'm saying? So we know the rules. Everybody get a chance to score. And when they kick that field goal, I don't know why they took the ball. First of all, that's a crazy thing. But when they kicked the field goal, Pat was like, oh, yeah, it's over with.
Curtis.
Yeah, you might as well go and, yeah, y'all would pack up. It's over with. You didn't pat the ball. Oh, you finna score.
So he doesn't say what a lot of people have turned to as their hot take, which is the second that the Niners chose to receive, they were losing. I think that's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. If the Niners end up scoring a touchdown there, it puts a lot of pressure on the Chiefs. But if they also score a touchdown, well, then you end up in sudden death. The Niners defense was gassed. For those of you who watched Inside the NFL, the mic'd up version of the Super Bowl, Nick Bosa is on the sidelines. And he's, along with a bunch of other defenders, wearing oxygen masks. And he pulls off the mask to say to a teammate, this is not fun at all. I mean, they were having to deal with Mahomes and a resurgent Kelce. And, of course, Isaiah Pacheco. They're having to deal with those guys coming at them. And I know it was a shorter stretch of time. But fourth quarter in its entirety. So, yeah, they get the ball back. They do a two-minute drill in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs get that game-tying field goal. But they've been on the field a bunch. The Chiefs have been putting pressure on them there in that fourth quarter. So Bosa and the rest of the defense are sucking wind, and he's saying this is not fun at all. Fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. I have no issues. I know it's an unpopular opinion or an unpopular perspective. Maybe it's the minority report, but I have no issues with them receiving the football. Either way, that's not what Mecole Hardman says. He doesn't say they lost when they chose to receive. No, he said Pat is running up and down the sidelines, which Pat is wont to do, and he's chirping about how they're going to win because they're going to score a touchdown, right? So after the Niners have to settle for a field goal in OT, and it was great defense by the Chiefs yet again, after that happens, well, then he says, all right, we know we're going to win. Pat said, we're going to go win this game. And I like that confidence from the offense. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, Mecole is catching the ear of the NFL for his comments about, I don't know if, his comments about, I guess you could call it his communications, though he's not specific about it, but communicating with the Chiefs while he was still a Jet. Remember, he had been on the Chiefs before, and so he wanted to go back to Kansas City when it wasn't working out in New York, but you're not allowed to have contact with another team's player or coach when they're under contract. It's called tampering. And so if Mecole was in communication with the Chiefs in some way, there is a chance that the NFL could find this to be tampering.
I tell you right, I was so checked out. Like, it's over. I already talked to Veach and Pat. Like, hey, bro, come get me, bro. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, what are we talking about? Like, man, come get me.
I love how the two former NFL players are laughing at that. Ryan Clark and Fred Taylor. And again, don't know if he actually did reach out to Pat or if Pat responded. But if there was communication, some type of recruiting, which they can't really do because he's under contract. But if there's some type of behind closed doors deal or communications, or the Chiefs were actually talking to him when he is under contract with the Jets, that could be considered tampering or could be tampering. Now, Hardman played with the Chiefs till 22, remember, and won a couple of Super Bowls. But then he was a free agent. So at the beginning of last season, he just signed the one-year deal with the Jets. And they thought he could slot in there as, I don't know, number three, another option, depending upon the packages they're using, because they were supposed to have Aaron Rodgers. So they were looking for viable options in the passing attack. But he loses his punt return, his punt returning job, excuse me, to the rookie. Remember how the rookie Xavier Gibson had that punt return TD for the walk-off win in the season opener, same game that Aaron Rodgers got hurt? And Mecole did almost nothing in the passing attack. Now, to be fair, not a whole lot of Jets receivers did much, right? Alan Lazard didn't either. I mean, they really didn't have a downfield passing attack because they lost Aaron and Zach Wilson and some of the other guys they were using didn't facilitate that downfield game. But Mecole, he's not just focused on that aspect. Nah, he's really all about how the Jets culture stinks.
Y'all treat certain guys that shouldn't be treated like they should be treated. And I just feel like it's not an established coaching staff there as well. Like, you just got a new coaching staff that came in. It's no standard there. It's like everybody do what they want to do. And defense have a more of a stabilized standard with that, with the coaching staff on that side. So you could tell the defense got a standard, but the offense is just like, all right, we've just figured it out. It's Aaron's show. Let Aaron do what Aaron do, you know what I mean? But then when Aaron go down, it's like, we don't know what to do. But this is that same coach staff that just was out of a job the previous year and then averaged to get a new job. I know for a fact I'm better than him, for sure. Like, I ain't trying to, you know where, I know I'm better than him. I'm better than him, too. Garrett Wilson, the only person y'all should just be like, hey. So I have no problem with y'all putting around Garrett Wilson, for sure. I don't care. Like, that's fine. But when you come to certain other things, it's like, come on, like, I don't understand why I'm not in the rotation with that. And y'all never gave me a reason as to why either. This my thing was, y'all can't tell me about winning. I've been to 4 Super Bowls in 5 years, you know what I'm saying, now. You feel me? But beforehand, I've been to 4 AFC Championships. I've been to 3 Super Bowls. I've won 2 of them. Like, I know what winning looks like.
Right.
I know what winning is. So y'all keep telling me certain things. It's like, I'm not going for that. Like, because y'all not doing it right. Like, we got hammers on the ground. We don't got no discipline. People feel like it's too many individual egos in this locker room or whatever. And I'm telling them, I'm like, that's not going to get y'all to win. It's not going to happen.
As I say, Mecole felt the need to express himself. He was on quite a tear on the pivot with Ryan Clark, Fred Taylor, Channing Crowder. Now, obviously, his comments have gone a bit viral. The Jets have responded. And Mecole's even taken to social media to try to clarify. Never had talks with Casey before the trade, so can we clear that up? The Jets handled my trade on their own and did the right thing by sending me back to KC. But what about his claims? Now, he fingered Nathaniel Hackett. Remember, Hackett got bounced by the Broncos the year before and was brought on as the offensive coordinator to work with Aaron Rodgers. You'll hear from the Jets next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but 2 decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold, tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.